All right. The leading principles of the Scottish Reformers. One, they returned to the Bible as the supreme rule of faith and morals. All the Reformers believe that in order to bring new life to the church and to really know God's will, they must get back to the Holy Scriptures given by God Himself through divine revelation. Like the men of Westminster Abbey 83 years later, they held that the Word of God, which is contained in the Old and New Testament, is the only rule to direct us in the matter of our salvation and our duty to God, and that indeed it teaches us all that we are to believe concerning God. Here they found the guide for men in all matters of faith and for every situation in life. Of course, we know, and I'm going to skip down, this is page 120, that the Roman Church forbids the laity to read the Bible, and they also are the arbitrators and interpreters of the Word of God. But let's go down. The Roman Church forbade the laity to read the Bible in the vernacular when it was read in church. It was read in Latin, a language which very few people could understand. The Reformers wrought a mighty change in this respect. They put the Word of God into the hands of all kinds of people. And it proved indeed to be the Word of life, bringing to men of all classes a personal knowledge of the love of God in Christ Jesus for perishing men. The Scriptures led them direct to the fountains of living water. They were no longer dependent on a fallible and often extremely ignorant priesthood. Even, and I'm going to skip a chapter here, which is talks about the Scriptures of Rome had serious errors in their translations from Jerome, etc. And now we do not have excuse any longer, although the enemy, our enemy, still tries to corrupt the Word of God. Even more serious is the placing given by the Church of Rome to traditions. This refers to apostolic tradition, which is meant the supposed sayings and doings of Christ and his apostles, not recorded in Scripture, but said to have been handed down orally from generation to another, an ecclesiastical tradition by which is meant all the various acts and decisions of the Roman Church. This is much like Talmudic Judaism. Anyway, let's go down. So we understand that the medieval church and also the current Roman Catholic Church teaches that you must be Roman Catholic in order to have salvation. We know that that is not true. You must have Jesus. You must confess your sins and come to him and repent, turn around, go the other way, and that his blood will cleanse us from all sins and unrighteousness. The second point, the Reformers asserted the principle of the right of private judgment. This denied the